Hi guys, we're here today with Nick James, expert marketer, and this is Traffic Generation Experts, and we've got some great stuff lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Nick about some of his favourite traffic generation strategies. So hello Nick, how are you doing?
Good to be with you, Kieran.
Thank you very much. Now, Nick, one of the things that I've found with so many website owners is they have a problem with getting traffic to their websites. Now, why do you think this is?
Well, sometimes people are in this fantasy world that if they're going to build a website, they're automatically going to get traffic for that. The other thing that a big mistake that's made is somebody's going to develop a product before someone, they've actually done their market research, and they realise that somebody's actually going to want to buy their product.
Right.
So what we can do to start with is we can fix that. You know, just stop, just think about who actually is going to be one of your customers.
Yeah.
Where do they hang out? Because if we're thinking about sort of maybe four or five ways to get traffic to your website in this interview today, I'd say that one of the key things you can do that's really low tech is just go to a forum where your target customers hang out. There's customers on my website, and they take part in the discussion forum. And at the bottom of the discussion forum, after they've helped a customer, they're just going to put a link to their website.
Brilliant.
So what you're doing here is you're not going in and being really aggressive with saying, come visit my website, sign up for my free report, buy my product.
Yeah.
You're actually just offering real help and advice to your target market where they hang out online. And if you do that, you're actually helping yourself with some form of search engine optimization.
Right.
You're finding all these links that are going from the discussion forum back to your website. That's going to help Google to find your website. That's going to help MSN. That will help Yahoo.
Right.
At the same time, it's going to help your entire target market of people that read that discussion forum and that answer come to your website and find you.
Wow.
So, the first thing has got to be, do you have a target market?
Yeah.
If you do have a target market, where do they hang out online already? Maybe type your keywords into Google or any other search engine.
Right.
And go and find those top discussion forums.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds great. There is I now focus on the internet marketing field, and I go to a place where I've only recently started going to the Warrior Forum. And I've noticed, actually, when I type in my keywords for my website, that actually it's starting to appear as Warrior Forum posts. So actually, yeah, it really does work. And we've seen forum posting as kind of a great way of actually driving traffic, and obviously you mentioned the SEO benefits to it as well. Give us your number two strategy.
Okay, well, the number two strategy is just to do the basics of SEO. I'm not talking about doing something, or search engine optimization.
No.
I'm not talking about sort of getting really in deep with algorithms, but if you were to go to Google today and you were to type in untitled document to the search bar, you'd probably find 32 million plus results,
right.
Which means there are 32 million mistakes on the internet where people haven't even bothered to enter the title tag onto a web page.
Right.
So the first thing I would say is
guilty.
Yeah. Every single web page on your site has to have a title tag, and you can find that right at the top of an HTML document. And if you can't find it, open up your HTML editor and search for the words untitled document. It'll be there somewhere. And it normally appears right at the top of the web page in the blue bar.
Yeah.
So make sure you have a title tag, make sure you have a headline tag on your page.
Right. Yeah.
And just what Google likes, let me put it another way for you.
Right.
Because there are two forms of search engine optimization. We'll just talk briefly about on-page and off-page.
Right.
Imagine you went along to a forum, and the last post in that forum was an hour ago.
Right.
And there'd be no more activity. She decided to come back 5 hours later. And 5 hours later, nothing had changed.
All right.
She went back 2 days after that, and still nothing had changed. And then you went back, sort of 2 weeks later, again, nothing had changed. Would you continue to keep looking, or would you give up?
I'd give up.
You give up. Well, this is the way that I believe Google looks at websites. They want to see if anything's changed since the last time they looked.
Right.
And if things haven't changed, Google will sort of leave a longer period of time before it comes back to your website and checks again.
Right.
So Google always wants up-to-date content, just like humans do. So, by updating your homepage and your website, sort of constantly, you're going to get Google to come back more often, and it'll give your website more relevance, and it'll push you higher up the search engines.
Right.
So what changes every day? Well, the date changes every day, and unfortunately, Google's got wise to that, and you can't just change the date and fool Google.
Right. You're a bit of JavaScript.
But if you can put something on your web page that changes every day, maybe a tip of the day, and you can get these kind of scripts and softwares from any place.